Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Kurt Badenhausen is with us. I always like having people on the show whose name is longer than mine. His is at least one letter longer than mine. Kurt is senior editor at one of my favorite companies, Forbes. And they got a new property, a new piece of information out, a new article, a new survey out on the latest issue of Forbes. It's called The Best Small Companies in America. And we've talked about this. We've had folks from Forbes on in the past years to talk about these companies and what you and I can learn from them. And Kurt Badenhausen, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here, as always. As my audience knows, Forbes is one of our partners. We love working with you guys. So the best companies, the best small companies, but these are all, now these are small companies, but it's really more, isn't it more accurate to say that they're small cap companies?
Yeah, well, we define small based on sales, and, you know, they're small in our book, but I realize a lot of people look at small businesses as, you know, less than 20 employees. But
well, or 100 or so, but my point is, yeah, that is all of these companies that you cover in this, in your list, they're all publicly traded.
They're all publicly traded, yeah, which, yeah, is a big difference. So it is intended for investors, and we define small as sales under $1 billion.
Right.
And so all these companies are publicly traded.
But you and I both know, for example, your 10th one on the list here, Transcend Services, $84 million in sales. There are a lot of privately held companies out there that have $84 million in sales. Now, they may not be small, but the way the SBA counts small, that, you know, they could be doing $84 million in sales and have less than 500 employees.
Right.
Just not be publicly traded. So anyway, I just wanted to make that distinction so people understand. But the one of the main reasons why I like to have you guys on to talk about this, Kurt, is because you guys have learned things about them. So there's something that they did that caught your attention that made them rise to the top, and I want my audience to know what they did so we can learn from them.
All right, great.
So tell us about the list. What gave rise to? Why are you doing the list at all?
Sure. Well, you know, we're trying to get a universe of interesting companies that have had strong sales growth and earnings growth during a very difficult economic time. These companies, you know, we look at sales and earnings growth over the last year. We look at it over the last 5 years. We look at return on equity. These are companies that have been able to stay profitable, continue to expand during very challenging economic times. It's a combination of things with the companies on this list. They're either in an industry that has had tremendous growth, and there's tremendous interest, such as healthcare, or they have a niche technology, a company like InterDigital, mm-hmm, which has patents that are used in, you know, billions of mobile phones around the world. So each of these companies has some sort of advantage that they are able to expand their businesses because of.
In general, obviously they're being successful and have been now through the last couple of very difficult years for a lot of folks. Have they been successful because their industry is countercyclical, or it's impervious to recessions, or has it been because they just operated so much better?
It's a real mix. A company like InterDigital, they've got a great model where they develop technology and then they license out the patents.
InterDigital was number two on your list.
Their net margins are 43%. I mean, yeah, that's an insane profit margin.
It's hard to not do well at 43% margins and sales growth to 17%. And they're number two on your list.
They're number two on our list. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we've got a lot of technology companies on the list. About a quarter of the list is technology companies. You know, it's a real mix. You know, a couple of years ago when we did this, the list was packed with oil and gas companies because the price of oil had skyrocketed, and,
right.
and these guys were making money hand over fist. That's not the case so much anymore as the price has stabilized and even been, you know, down from a couple of years ago.
I'm sure it's been interesting to see how your list has morphed over the last two or three years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you've certainly seen, you know, technology companies continue to be a steady presence. We're seeing more and more healthcare companies.
Right.
This year, certainly you see, which was different, you saw three online education companies show up in the top
right.
20.
Hey, Kurt, I'm going to have to take a quick break. Where can this list be found?
You can find this on Forbes.com, or you can find it on newsstands
in the magazine
around the country.
Right, in the new edition. A quick break, right back with Kurt Badenhausen. He's with Forbes. We come back, we're going to bore into some. We're going to isolate some of these companies and find out what they are doing that you and I can learn from.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.